You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
So around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
Today, I explore the impact of lowering the voting age and how we can improve youth civic engagement. The final voter turnout for the 2022 local elections was 40%, slightly down from 42.2% in 2019. One suggestion to help this is by lowering the voting age to 16. Earlier in August, the government introduced a bill to Parliament to lower the voting age for local elections following its commitment. This was made following the declaration by the Supreme Court declaring that the voting age of 18 for local and general elections is inconsistent with the Bill of Rights. Make It 16, a youth-led non-partisan campaign, aims to uplift and strengthen youth voices by lowering voting age to 16. They believe that 16 and 17-year-olds are just as affected by government decisions as people over 18 in areas such as youth and mental health, education, climate change, and living costs. Make It 16 argued previously that despite the voting age being 18 and over, Section 19 of the New Zealand Bill of Rights says our right to be free from age discrimination commences from the age of 16, citing discrimination on this matter. Recent research from Scotland has also shown that not only do 16 and 18-year-olds vote at a higher rate than their slightly older counterparts, but they are also more likely to vote later in life as the voting habit sticks. Methven Community Board member Megan Fitzgerald also commented on this in an interview with RNZ, arguing that the conversation around lowering the voting age was a gateway to improving education in schools around voting and how important the electoral system is for making decisions. Raising awareness about the electoral system and voting for younger audiences will help encourage more discourse surrounding these topics, leading to a better overall civics education. How do we encourage this discourse in school surrounding voting? Well, the answer is kids voting. Kids voting, Te Poti a Ngā Tamariki, is a civics education program that gives kids an opportunity to run a mock election, providing them with the opportunity to explore real-life election issues, parties, and candidates. Using their knowledge to vote for the real candidates, the teacher acts as the electoral officer, collects the votes, and submits the tally following the processes used in the actual election. Kids voting aims at increasing active citizenship by encouraging a greater understanding of the important role that the government plays in communities. It should build interest, skills, and first-hand experience of active participation in civic processes by young people as a way to help increase their personal understanding, belief, and confidence in electoral participation. Getting kids engaged at a younger age in this process helps them understand the ways that the government works, as well as gets them thinking about how the government can affect them later on in life. This is very important, as it hopefully should encourage kids to participate more in the voting process and help have their voice seen.
That was me talking about the importance of civic education in our youth. Also, registering is now open for kids voting. So if you want to get involved, go to kidsvoting.nz for more details.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.